morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today, believe it or not, it's the 20th day of the month of February 2020. And yesterday was 315 days. Today, we've got only 314 days left to the end of the year. And, I mean, look at it. We just came back from holiday. All right. I don't know you.
April's more holidays.
April's more holidays.
Yeah.
What do we got? We got, yo. Are we going to work this year or what?
We're not going to work this year. You know, there's strikes.
What I know is Eskom is not
working. Not working. We've got load shedding. It should be on now.
I mean, let me tell you something. I mean, we think we've got problems because we're married. Hey, Moshe, what's up, sunshine? I haven't seen you for quite a while.
Last week I'm here, yes.
Yes, and?
He's depressed.
So once a week I see you lately, yeah?
Yes.
There's no more Tuesdays since Avi's gone.
That's right.
That's something. Avi was taking his heart out, making sure that we meet every Tuesday.
She used to organize everything. Yeah. Now, you know, it's... Yeah. But, you know...
So what happened to all the women that used to wait for you?
All the women.
Eh? Is the older woman? Zita, I'm not, just, So we've got with us today, Rob Bygrave.
Bygrave.
So, what are you? He's a debt collector that will join us and explain the little bit, you know, but just let us take a peep into the new wave of debt collecting, not the old ones with problems. Actually, a very nice guy. Yeah.
May I just add something?
Please.
I have never seen such a big guy.
Did.
As Rob. I mean, he looked like he stepped out of the World Wrestling.
Yeah. Well, big. You have to be big.
You have to be intimidating.
Yeah, you have to be intimidating. I mean, it's very difficult. It's actually very difficult to convince someone to do something he doesn't really want to, i.e. paying, when you Peter Feldman size.
Thanks.
Before the song will finish, I just want to mention that if you want to join us, it's 061-895-1019. That's our Telegram number. We don't have WhatsApp anymore, so it's 061-895-1019. Your SMS to 34519, it will cost you $1.50. Free, 061-895-1019. You can also call the studio, 010-140-3020, and we'll gladly take your call. What I want to say more, you know what? It's a lovely morning, and nothing nicer than a lovely morning. So please join us. Great music to the... that was long time ago, Karin. You didn't say nothing about my music, but you're going to have beautiful music. Before we're going to start, we're going to get... what are we going to do?
Play a nice song.
Moshe, you know you're going to owe us a beer now, eh?
Yeah, two beers.
Two beers. All right. I don't know this song. But I think it's a song I chose last week, so we're gonna have that one. That's from Goldie, making up again. Oh, and we're back. Thank you for being with us. 9:19 right now, and we're here with Bob Bygrave. Rob.
You're getting old.
I'm getting old. This is like saying Betty Davis has just started singing. I'm old. Telegram numbers 061-895-1019. Join us. SMS 34519. It'll cost you $1.50. And my first question to you is why and how? How do you go in to someone and say, what's a new system? The old system used to be, let me blow his kneecap and then, then he'll pay me.
Correct.
What is the new approach?
Look, Roy, I think, it's changed a lot. In the old days, as you said, when people owed money, they sent the heavies, they came with baseball bats and they threatened and intimidated you to get the money. It doesn't work anymore. People don't have money, they don't have money. You need to negotiate, you need to find a solution, and you need to communicate. Everyone owes money. And if you communicate with your creditors or they can understand. I'm a last resort kind of person. As you said just now, I don't look, like a normal person. So when I arrive, people are normally very intimate.
They pay attention.
But, we like to communicate and to talk through the problem.
The truth is, I know you. So I know you, what you're saying is true. And it's not bullshit. And, intimidation. Do you think, you know, my grandfather was a very clever person. Yeah, I consider him very clever because he made a lot of money. He said, I'm sure many people heard that. He said you can kill many more flies with the honey than with a bat.
100%.
And you know, sometimes when you're sweet, when you're good, when you're trying to help the guy really say, you know what, you're genuine. Let me really try work around this thing. But when you just come to him with like a bulldozer, I say, you know what, I don't have. Go, you push a cat to the corner, it becomes a lion as well.
Correct.
I mean, it's a problem.
Correct. Yeah. So we talk. We find out what the problems are. Why there's no money. Why the debt is going on, and trying to come to, even if it's paying off or whatever the case is. People intrinsically want to pay. They just don't have the ability because of cash flow issues or whatever the case may be. So we try and find a solution. All parties are not happy, but they're happier.
That in case, that's in a right case of a person that's actually an honest person that got into a corner.
Sure.
What happened? Do you find, I'm sure in your line of work, you find a lot of people which are proper crooks. I mean, I suffer from that.
I know you do.
No, proper.
Proper.
Like the career crooks.
Yeah, look, it's
what do we do with people like this? What do I do with people like this?
I think if you understand people's benefit and motivation, it helps. So if you're genuinely falling yourself behind and you can't pay the debt, your benefit and motivation is sincere. If you're a career criminal and you have an agenda, your benefit and motivation are totally different. So you're going to try and hustle people or rip people off for stuff. We come across those people, and unfortunately, when we come across those people, we are not as accommodating or as sincere as we should be. We are a lot more heavy-handed.
So why don't you tell that guy, like, go rip somebody else to pay my clients? Yeah, Peter.
Do you need to some psychology? Do you need to apply psychology? Do you need to be something of a psychologist when you're dealing with people like this? Because it's a very sensitive issue, money.
Sure.
How do you deal with it?
Look, it's not really, it's understanding people. Again, it's benefit and motivation. As soon as you understand that in anything, whether it's your wife, whether it's your chef, whatever it may be, if you're in a restaurant, you're there for a benefit and motivation. So it's the same. We read people pretty well. Everyone lies to me. As really? I see them, they're lying to me. They're telling me a story. They want to give me the heartbreak hotel story. And a lot of it's nonsense. And we learn to pick up when people lie. And if they're lying to me, then we catch them out with their lies and go back to the drawing board.
Do you work with a team? Do you have your own company?
Yeah, there's three of us at the moment. I'm pretty much the lead on it. But it's all by word of mouth and by reference. We don't kind of go out there looking for work. It comes to us.
Oh, but I want to ask you a question. Have you done your kind of business? Do you have a license? Do you belong to a regulator? How does it work?
So obviously we have to comply with the authorities, and we do belong to a couple of bodies. And we're legit. We're not here to take your money. We don't allow people to pay us the money, then we pay the money across to the people that owe the money to. We don't work like that. They pay the debt to the creditor, so to speak, and they will pay us our commission from there. So the days of you pay me the 100 grand and then I go to the other business, no, you didn't pay me the 100 grand and I steal the 100 grand, so are long gone. That's knocking. We don't do that.
That's where my view was always of debt collectors till I met you, is that they will, I mean, I'm going to hire a debt collector to collect from a person that didn't pay me. And how do I collect from you? I mean, you're a big guy. How do I collect from you? That becomes a problem. So this approach is
much better. We don't want to take control of your funds. It's not our game. You owe the money to somebody else. We put the systems in place that you pay the money across, and we take our commission from you once you're paid. And we only earn when you're paid. We don't take money up front. It doesn't work like that.
The old system.
On performance. I mean, if you don't pay, you don't pay
me. The old system is like the Hollywood concept.
They used to give them deposits.
These heavy guys, you know, used to create stories, Hollywood stories.
Yeah.
Of debt collectors.
No, this is underground, Peter. This is underground.
Well, it used to be underground. It wasn't regulated. That's now it is. Yeah. And again, the world's a different place. Social media, you know, do one thing wrong and, you know, suddenly you're a criminal in everyone's eyes.
Rob, I want to, because Roy said at the beginning, what happened, you know, if a person is a gambler and he borrows money, eventually you come to him and say, listen, I haven't got, you know, I mean, now this becomes a little bit underground or what, or, you know,
yeah, I think when it comes to gambling or drug addictions or squandering of money on wine, woman, and song, that's a lovely thing. If you squander the money because of a sickness or an illness and you don't have the ability to pay back, we start looking at assets. And if you don't have assets, we go to your family. Guys, the debt doesn't disappear because you've got a drug problem or you've got a drinking problem.
May I ask you a question? Now, let's say you said that you take this asset. Do you go via the
the court via the law or?
Yeah, we'll issue summons. So again, it's legitimate. We'll go to the attorneys and we say, listen, there is nothing here. You need to issue a summons. As soon as the summons is issued, you know, it doesn't prescribe. The debt doesn't go away.
Yeah.
As long as the summons is issued. And then we go after the assets and we start digging and sniffing, and that's when you pay, because information costs money. So then we're going to say to you, listen, we need to do a bit of
an investigation.
Yeah, it costs money.
So what you're saying is, I know for a fact that someone that doesn't have money, so you said as family, but I say if someone owes money, the last, we always use that term, the last that managed to get money out of, well, like water out of a dry stone was Moses. Many tried, but no one would be successful.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, if there's no money, I mean, how do you, I mean.
Look, not all debts are can be paid. Let's be honest, guys. Sometimes people find themselves in a situation that they can't. And then it's a lost cause. It's a lost cause for me because I don't get paid. I get paid on conviction. And for the guys. So,
or you write it off maybe, you know. I mean, if you see that a person really hasn't got it and is honest and he did do it premeditation that he wanted to steal money from you, so you write it off sometimes.
Yeah, but if he says he doesn't have it and he's sitting at the palace on the weekend, then he's spinning you a story. Like I said, everyone lies first time.
Sure. Yeah, everyone lies. You know, everyone lies. Proper, everyone lies. I remember, do you remember the show, The House, The Doctor? House,
remember? Yes.
He always said, everyone lies. Everyone lies.
Sure.
I don't lie.
You don't lie.
I don't lie.
Good.
I took it as a principle, matter of principle. My grandfather used to tell me, don't lie anywhere no one believes you.
You know what to say. The truth is the best lie.
The truth is, no one believes you.
Yeah, no one believes you.
No one believes you. When they see you walk in the street with another girl, beautiful girl, they ask you, did you? You can say, yes. They say, you didn't. You say, no. You say, you did. I mean, say the truth anyway, no one believes you. Yeah?
You did what, Roy?
No, I'm not. This is a family show.
so you keep saying.
Yeah. But Rob, this is quite interesting. I'm sure you meet quite a few characters. I mean, did you ever encounter big problems?
Yeah, everyone's got a bigger brother, a stronger brother. I'm going to phone my brother's friends, aunties, aunt, whatever the case may be. It happens, you know.
Yeah.
But in my industry, everyone knows each other, and there's a mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
And if there is a commonality with somebody that's close to somebody else, we talk it out and we say, listen, back off we communicate.
But we
have some issues. I was arrested 37 times 2 years ago.
37 times?
37 times. Because the first thing that they do is they open a
charge
of intimidation.
Yeah.
And unfortunately with this country that we have is that you are guilty until proven innocent.
This is terrible.
So they come and they lock you up before you can give a statement. They make racial slurs. They say you said this. They say you threatened this. Whatever. It's all a lie. But the cops then take a statement and then they knock on your door. You go give a warning statement and you're locked up for a couple of hours. But 37 times, you've got to appear 3 or 4 times before the case is withdrawn. And then, that's over a year in court.
And it costs you, I'm sure, big money.
No, of course it does.
Big money.
Of course it does.
I mean, to be represented in a criminal court, it doesn't cost cheap.
Yeah, but we've gotten clever now. We record. So if I come and speak to you, we have the phones are on. They're recording the whole interaction from start to finish. There's no threats. There's no intimidation. It's communication.
And as
soon as they go to the cops and we go to the cops, we show them the video, the case is automatically withdrawn. But, we learn through trial and error. 37 times was a lot of fun.
37 times to be arrested.
Rob, are you using technology a lot? I mean, with the advance of technology, it must be fantastic, the kind of setups you could do.
Yeah, you can, but we're not here to catch anybody. We're here to get them to pay. So it becomes a personal relationship, and that isn't technology. So you've got to build trust. You've got to build empathy. You've got to show empathy, rather. And you've got to be able to provide for the person who wants their money. If they're not getting their money, then they think you're a waste of time. And this is a referral business.
Rob, how do people know about you? Do you advertise or is it word of mouth or what?
As I was saying, it's a referral business. We don't like to go out and advertise because it's a dirty business. I mean, let's be honest. So the people that we do work for, we are successful. They're happy with us and they tell their friends. And again, we have a threshold. I'm not going to go after your electrician that owes you 2,000 rand because you didn't change a light bulb. That's a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time, and I wouldn't do it. We go over the big debts, the big numbers, because it's a more profitable side for us as well. But it's always referral.
And you know what? It's actually a you know, a problem is a problem, and no matter if it's for 2,000 rands, you can get arrested, same as he gets arrested for a million rand.
Sure.
I mean, when you appear in somebody's house and in the middle of the night, they can arrest you just for that. But over and above that, I mean, today, like technology, you ask for technology today. Mm. I'm sure locating a person today on his cell phone, because the cell phone is always with him, you know where the person is, you know where the, you know?
Yeah, that you can do. It's illegal. The police are supposed to be able to do that with their grabbers and stuff like that, and it's an invasion of privacy to be able to ping someone's phone. You know, it's totally illegal. I can't ping where my wife is today, or where my girlfriend is tomorrow, or where you are. It's highly illegal. But it is happening. It is happening. Of course it's happening. There's technology to do it. Or, yeah, we can find them. And again, if we're communicating with people and they're running from us, then we change our strategy.
You know, it's actually amazing, the whole story. I mean, I'm sure everyone's been exposed to that. But no one really talked to a debt collector. It's another place where we are, how would I say? No one knows exactly where they come from. No one knows exactly how to make money. No one knows exactly. All you know is those big guys. They come in and people think they break legs.
You know what you see on the highways? The big signs, the big billboards saying debt collecting. Mm. I mean, companies like that are advertising.
That's different.
That's kind of attorneys. There are attorneys that take over old debt, your credit card, your doctor's account, your dentist. That's the sort of sort of companies, and they send out letters. If I sent out a letter, I don't think anyone would answer me. When I knock on your door,
they will answer
me.
You.
Exactly.
I'll offer you tea.
And cake, please.
We're going to stop for a second. We're going to do that. But before that, we're going to go to a...
Nice song.
Yeah, it's a very nice song. You know, and I said to many people as well, I mean, this is... Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Peter. 0618951019. That's our telegram number. SMS to 34519. And someone says, great show. Debt collecting is dangerous at times. What if the person is overseas?
Well, the debt doesn't go away because you're not in the country. If they're overseas, we'll relook at it when you come back. We also have ways and means of tracking it when you're back. Yeah.
No, I understand that much. But today, is there actually a way? Because people say, ach, you know what, I'll make a debt here, I'll go overseas. Is there actually a way to collect a debt overseas?
No, it's very difficult. I mean, again, we're trying to engage with the person. If you're running away from your debt, you have no intention of paying it. Why am I going to waste my time finding you?
Rob, do you have sometimes a physical confrontation or things? That's what I want to know. I mean, gee.
I'm sure it's got, but you can match somebody. It must be about the same size. I'll show you a picture of someone that came to my office. I promise you, it's a head bigger than him. A head bigger than him. And what a nice guy. But I don't know. I found the big ones, the virtually nice guys. I don't know, maybe I could just say.
Yeah, we do have physical things. That does happen. It does kick off. We try not to. I mean, those are, then there's a total breakdown in communication, and it's just a waste.
The guy pulls a gun. Well, then you've got a problem.
They different do that story. Too. Then we fight fire with fire, unfortunately. Oh, you know?
It's crazy. It's actually
it can escalate very fast.
I mean, when someone pull a gun already, you know,
you must be prepared to use it.
Yeah, if you pull a gun, you must use it.
Yeah.
You can't
someone
play.
Take it off you.
Yeah, no. If
you end up back in jail.
I mean, what is the idea of pulling a gun and just waving it? If you pull it, shoot. If not, don't shoot.
Then you're entering dangerous territory.
100%.
Well,
desperate. Desperate.
So let me ask you something. So how's business?
It's great.
Business great is booming.
A lot of people don't pay.
No, most people pay. They pay slowly, but they pay. And that's
so what you're saying is, take it slowly, take it easy, be relaxed. What can you recommend people out there that been owed money? Let's say, yeah, I've got this bloody neighbor of mine, I lent him money a few years ago, still doesn't pay, what do you do?
Again, small debts like that, write it off, you're not going to get paid. If you owed sub 10, 15 grand, it's not life-changing. Yeah. You owed 600,000 rand,
it's life-changing.
900 grand. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
It's life changing.
It makes a big difference. So if it's small numbers, learn to live with the loss. It's going to cost you more to get me to do it because I wouldn't do it. And people like me only go after the big fish because we want to get paid on the big fish because that's how we earn our money.
So what you're saying is for small debts, just let it go. Just make sure, flag the guy so no one else will do any business with him, something like that.
And again, it becomes about friendship. So if you've been friends with someone for 30 years and your friendship comes down to a 2,000 rand loan for a teapot,
yeah,
you know, what's important, your friendship or the teapot?
You know, I'll give you a small story. Many years ago, I was lucky enough to make good money. And I was working with my old man and we really made good money. I'm a chemical engineer by trade. So I used to do chemicals. And my friend came to me and says, listen,
I think there's a new name for that, it's drug dealing.
Chemical
engineers.
You know, funny that one of my clients came to me one day and says, you're a chemical engineer, I can say. He says, yeah, because of if you Google me, you'll see, I mean, it's written somewhere that I'm a chemical engineer. He says, you know, we can do ecstasy, you know. I said, what? What is ecstasy? I didn't know what it is, you know. I don't know what's the new stuff. The new stuff is not ecstasy.
I mean, crystal meth.
Crystal meth, here you go.
An alternative career, right?
Yeah. But I'm not that kind of chemist.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of chemist. They're talking about different chemists. Yes. I'm sure if I could put my mind to it, I know chemicals. I'm an expert in plastics. So anyway, I made a lot of money, and this friend of mine came to me and says, "Listen," and I'm talking 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago. He came and asked me for 35 years ago. He came and asked me for $10,000. So it was big amount of money at the time. It was like $60,000 today, and he says, "No, I'll give it back to you, whatever." So I said to my old man, We've got a pot together. Can I take? It's your money. You can take it, whatever. But let me give you a small advice. And I'm giving you the advice, guys. He says, you can give him the $10,000 and then look, most probably going to lose your friend and your money. Or you can give him $1,000 and tell him, listen, this is a present. I don't want it back. Here's the money. And you know what? He won't borrow it from you again. And it's all going to be cool. And that's what I've done. I'm still his friend, but I would have definitely lost my money and my friend.
You're absolutely right. You know, when you lend money to somebody, take always the possibilities that you never get it back.
Yeah.
Write it off.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's, 100%. So then you mustn't lend. Many times.
That's right.
I don't lend money to my clients other than they leave me with security. If there's a small debt left over, I always scrap it off. I always tell my client, listen, don't worry, because what happened is that if a small debt remains in my business, they will never come back. Why would they come back? They'll go somewhere else.
That's right.
So I say, you know what? You owe me that amount. I take it off. Don't worry about it anymore. Yeah. That's the right way. And, don't you find the same thing in business?
Yeah, it's the same. But again, mine is slightly different. To give you an example, we would have a construction company that is a subcontractor to do work. Yeah. The main contractor gets paid and he doesn't pay his subbies. So the subcontractor who's done all the work doesn't actually get paid, but the main contractor has been paid, and then he'll leave my company or my clients out to dry for 6-7 months for millions. But he's been paid. So that small business almost can lose his business because he doesn't have the cash flow or he doesn't have pipeline work or anything like that. And that can cripple a business. So that's the kind of stuff we deal with.
I want to ask you something now. What happened to racism? And let me tell you why I'm saying racism. Let's say I'm sending you to collect from a black person. Can't immediately go say that you've been racist to him or something like this immediately on the spot, the attitude, especially in South Africa, everything boils down quick to racism. And soon as they hear the word racism, they immediately, everybody's systems go into hyperdrive. Sure. The police, that, you know.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, the first port of call is harassment or intimidation.
Yeah.
And when you're going across cultures and things like that, it is always a racism card. And I'm not that person, but it's not the point. The point is, it's a natural line of defense to get me off their back.
Yes.
Because I get arrested, and then I've got to, then they say, well, you're intimidating me. Then the court say to me, you can't go back to him because, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
And he gets off scot-free because he's made an allegation.
Yes.
6 months down the line, it gets thrown out, I go back. But that's why we record it now. So there can be never an insinuation or an accusation because it's on record. We've recorded the entire interaction.
But it happens, isn't it?
It happens all the time.
It should happen. I mean, because
a natural fallback.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing that everything falls on racism. Everything falls. They forget that they actually owes the money. He forgot.
Yeah.
He forgot he owes the money. All he remembers that he says that you called him a care word. That's all. Or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's actually, it's not normal what's happening in the country. What happened to a good pay. You're supposed to pay your debts.
Yeah.
My friend, even if it's to the bank, pay, guys.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
the banker won't send Robbie to the,
what no, do they
that's
do?
What you mean.
They actually should, eh?
The banks?
No, they should.
No, they're legislated. They've got to, you know, the thing with banks, if you owe the, you must always die owing the bank money because, you know, don't owe your friends money, owe the bank money because they cover for this and the profits that they make,
short for it.
Yeah.
You don't make anybody upset. I mean, the bank manager will still go home. Exactly. He'll still get his salary. Yeah. He will not be upset at night. If he, yeah, his
the
wife
will still be on the bottom line of the bank.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Fortune.
Yeah. And I mean, we got a lot of people that will, I mean, I'm upset. If people owe me money, I get upset. Yeah. Proper. I'm telling you, I really get upset. And especially people, like you said, you lend money. Don't lend money to your friends. Really don't lend money to your friends. It's really, you finish your friendship and your money. And, you know it's going to happen. And the easiest word in the English dictionary on the smallest is no. N-O, no. So guys, sorry, I don't lend money to my friends. No. That's exactly what I do. I say, guys, it's my business. I make money out of it. Money is my stock in trade. It's same as you ask me to give you my car or my house. Mm. I'm not going to give you my car or my house. I'm not giving you my money. My money is my stock in trade. So I say no, and you should say no. What do you recommend someone comes to him and said, I need money.
Go to the bank.
Go to the bank. If the bank don't give you, they got good reason.
You're not worth the loan.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Over and above that, if you want to give money, give it. Don't lend it.
Yeah.
You don't have expectations from people, then you won't have disappointments. Hey, right? Sunshine, what do you think? What do you think?
I think you don't have expectations.
Yeah, right. Hey? Don't have expectations. If you don't have expectations, you won't
have... Don't expect Liverpool to win.
You know what? Let me tell you something about Liverpool. They really played a game. We didn't have a sting. So we had a problem.
They were very tired.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. It just didn't
listen, happen. It was.
Atletico Madrid had a very good defense.
Oh, they always had defense.
You see, so I always maintain that the one who is winning the game is a defense, not offense. If you stand right on the...
You heard what Klopp says.
Yeah.
But they still got Anfield.
That's true.
It's not that they demolished Liverpool. Liverpool had 70-80% possession in
absolutely.
The game. It was like a crazy game.
It's a different game at Liverpool.
At Liverpool, it'll be a different game. It happened to Barcelona. It will happen to, it will happen
100%.
To them. Barcelona, it's 4-0 without really a problem.
Yes.
And the Barcelona is a big team, is a strong team. And last year, they were a very, very strong team. And this year is a little bit of.
And in the league, they go to win 5 more matches, and they'll be champions.
Who?
Liverpool.
Five more matches.
Yeah.
At most.
No, they're already champions.
At most, 5 more matches.
Yeah, the champions already finished.
If
Man City loses one game, it's 4.
Didn't Man City pay West Ham or something?
Pay.
Pay. Play them a match.
I'm not sure.
I thought Manchester City played West Ham last night.
Did they?
I don't know. I was watching
not last
the
night.
Game.
No.
Are they playing this weekend?
Are they playing? We playing this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
I know Liverpool is playing this weekend, playing on Monday, actually. Liverpool is playing on Monday, not on the weekend.
No, I'm not talking about Liverpool. I'm talking about Manchester City.
Manchester.
I thought I read they were playing West Ham.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. I know that Liverpool playing the weekend. Who are we playing?
I wrote it down in my diary. I can't remember.
I think West Ham. You know, Man City not going to play for the next 2 years.
They're contesting that.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, they won't get nothing there.
In Italy, Juventus was degraded for 3 leagues.
Yeah.
It took them 4 years to come back to the Serie A.
Yeah, I remember. And Milan as well.
I know Juventus.
Because of gambling things, you know?
Yeah, it's like a fair play, this kind of thing.
It's actually crazy.
Great. Soccer should be great, as you build up.
Yeah, I think Liverpool should have done...
better.
Yeah.
But they can be excused the odd off moment, they've done very well.
What?
Liverpool.
No, we've done extremely well. I mean, you can't expect the team to win the whole time, every match. And we they really won every
match.
They're
playing very well. There's no doubt about it.
They're playing amazing. 70% possession in that such a hostile environment. Have you seen the environment there? It was so hostile. It's
huge. And Alisson, look how many goals he saved. I mean, he was amazing.
He's amazing. He's actually amazing in Van Dijk. And
so something to look
for. We're having a really good season, and I hope we're going to take them both. I really want to like to have them both. Yeah, or maybe the three of them.
The FA, the league, and the
league we definitely took. The league.
So
definitely.
If you take three, it's the FA Cup, it's the league, and then the Champions.
Sure, that's going to be. I think that particular team is the best team ever. Liverpool ever had.
Well, they've had some very good teams. The 70 with Dalglish.
Even the team of Dalglish was not that good.
No, but it was a different game.
A different era.
You see, you know what I mean? You know, when Dalglish and Ian Rush and everybody
That's
played.
That's right, John Eldridge.
Yeah, and, you know what I mean? It was a different to today. You know, those days when they played, it was different. Those players, Dalglish couldn't play today.
Yeah, he couldn't.
It's finished, you know. He'll be out, you know. They'll kill him straight away.
Yeah.
Well, he's in his 70s. It'd be hard for him to play today.
But have you seen yesterday the foul? On Tuesday, have you seen the fouls? I mean, Klopp said if Mane would have foo the guy, he would have fallen. It was so bad. It was really bad. So thank you so much for joining us today, guys. They're busy kicking us out of the studio. So I would like to wish you all a very, very nice weekend for myself and from Peter Feldman. From Moshe Starograd, as well, from Rob Bygrave. Special guest Rob. I think he's going to come later. He's going to come to us again. And, it's the first time he's with me. So, maybe you get some more ideas, stuff to talk about because people like to listen to,
something different.
Not ordinary. Yeah. That's why my guests are special, I must say.
Well, thanks, Roy. Thanks for inviting me.
It's absolutely my pleasure. And I don't know if you want to. If you want to contact him, if you've got a debt, contact me.
Yeah.
Do you want
to? No, they can go to
all right. You can contact myself on my telephone number 083-6100-209, and I will gladly give you Rob's number. He's really a lucky guy, and he can help you to do it the right way. Otherwise, he'll give you the good advice at least. So I want to love you and leave you. And in the meantime, in the process of loving you and leaving you, I'm going to put, you know what? Let me put my song, because I love that song too much. So, guys. All right. So just have a lekker weekend and enjoy yourself. Are we going to have sun this weekend?